Southwest Airlines wants to buy AirTran Airways. Together, the two discount carriers have about 40% of the business at Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport. At a hearing in Pewaukee held by Senator Cole's antitrust subcommittee, Southwest CEO Gary Kelly said he hopes the deal would help the combined airline increase service in Wisconsin. But Kelly admits that would also depend on what happens with rising jet fuel prices, caused in part by political unrest in the Middle East.
We are very enthused about continuing to grow Southwest Airlines. If I could commit what Colonel Gaddafi would do in Libya, I think I would have a better opportunity to make a firm commitment about our future.
But even if fuel prices stabilize, economist Diana Moss of the American Antitrust Institute questions the proposed AirTran Southwest deal. She says many customers in Wisconsin and the Midwest count on both airlines to make connections.
These consumers are at risk because they rely on smaller cities and access at smaller cities to get to larger destinations. So prices aren't the only consideration here. It's choice, it's availability.
After the hearing, Senator Cole said he's still concerned for airline customers.
We're not satisfied that reducing competition is a good thing. Reducing competition is generally not a good thing.
Cole says he'll take his concerns to the U.S. Justice Department, which is reviewing the AirTran Southwest deal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Pewaukee.